Morning, Ireland. 12 minutes past eight. The European Commissioner for the Environment is in County Kildare today visiting a farm ahead of a decision which farmers and the government say could be devastating for agriculture here. The Nitrates Directive is an EU law for farms that puts limits on the amount of fertiliser, including slurry, that farmers can use on their land and effectively the number of livestock that they can have to protect water from pollution by agriculture. The nitrates derogation is a sort of opt-out from that law, exclusive to Ireland, that allows 7,000 farms to spread more fertiliser and have more animals than other farms in the EU if Ireland improves the quality of water here. The four-year derogation runs out at the end of this year. Farmers and the government say if it's not renewed, dairy farmers will need to spread out what cows they can keep over more land, costing too much money and making less food. They argue that Ireland's grass-based farming and climate make it a special case. The Commissioner is Jessica Roswell, and she's with us now. Commissioner, good morning, and thank you very much for joining us in Morning Ireland today.
Good morning. I'm very happy to join you. I'm very, very, very happy to be on Ireland.
You're in County Kildare. What's the purpose of your visit here this morning?
Well, it's many. One of the things is I'm happy to be here. And as you also said, we are here to discuss some of the legislations that are on the table. And one of the things that I would like to start, that we have had very good discussions for many weeks now, and I have met farmers in Brussels. My team has met the government. I met the Minister Hayden many times. But I also want to come to Ireland to see with my own eyes what is happening here on the ground, meeting farmers, and also, of course, have in-depth discussions with Minister Hayden. So that's why I'm here, because I know that farmers are doing a lot and are very proud of what they are doing. I know that, and I also want to see the progress.
How would you assess Ireland's case now for keeping its nitrates derogation?
Well, as I said, a lot has been done, but more needs to be done also. I think that is one of the things that we need to discuss. I mean, as you said, derogation is something that is a derogation, and nobody wants to see uncertainty, and that is what we also want to accomplish when we discuss any new solution. For me, it's important to find a solution that is solid, legally based, but also give predictability to farmers for the future, so we can have a future-proof farming, but also a healthy environment and clean water.
There's a meeting of the Nitrates Committee next month at EU level. What role will you have in making the final decision?
I think here me and Minister Hayden plays an important role, of course, because as I said, we have good discussions between us and also our teams, and also with including farmers, of course, all stakeholders. That is also why I'm here to find a solid solution for me, it's important that we have a solid solution that is legally robust, since there also are a court order here, but also that complies with EU law that we already have, that we will have to comply with. So this little bit, the thing that we are trying to find this robust solution.
What findings here then will you base your advice or your decision on?
Well, of course, we have data. I know. I mean, water quality in Ireland is generally good, better than some places in Europe. But we still see some challenges in parts of Ireland that is decreasing. I mean, these are important assessments for me to follow, but also that we want to see that the measures that has been taken, as I said, listening to the farmers and also the government and the plans that they have, measures to decrease emissions, that we want to have assessment and see. And that I want to discuss with Minister Hayden, but also with the farmers.
Okay, well, the most recent report from the Environmental Protection Agency here says that water quality is not improving despite many actions, and that surface water quality overall has been in decline over the past almost 20 years. Now, farmers point to improvements, the biggest ones, they say, in the parts of the country being most farmed under the nitrates derogation. Which findings will you be using to base your advice or decision on?
No, that, today I'm not making a decision. I'm going to say I'm optimistic that me and Minister Haydn and the government and the Commission are trying to find a solution. And that is in a good faith and a good discussion. Of course, I will always base all my decisions on science. And as I said, we have seen, and the European Environmental Agency has seen, when we look at water quality, that there have been increase in some parts, but also decrease in some parts. And also, I would say that is the little bit of a challenge that is not progressing stably. So we need to have a stable progress, but also seeing that the measures that is put in force also have the right, address the right issues. And that's a discussion that we are having. And that's also one thing that is important also to, I mean, for me, it's very always important to have farmers on board and discussing the measures they need to do, because I truly understand that farmers are in a difficult situation all over Europe, actually. And of course, we need to see that we have a future-proof farming, because farming is, agriculture is extremely important for us. We all know that they produce food for all of us, but we also need to secure that we have a future proof. That means also that we can take care of the environment, and that includes the quality of water.
Do you recognise the work that farmers have done here to try and protect water? Do you recognise that the derogation is making farmers work harder to protect water, that they're setting high standards for everyone else, as they argue?
Of course I do. And as I said, a lot have been done, but we also see that more needs to be done.
What more needs to be done?
We need to see more, but that's what we're here to see. What also following that the measures that are in progress also have the results. And we see that, but we don't see the results that is future-proofed. So I think that we need to see that all EU law is complied with, but also that those who safeguard the environment. So I think that is exactly, we want to see the progress. We want to see that the solutions that the measures that are in force maybe also need to have more approaches that also get faster.
When you say more needs to be done, farmers say that further obligations, for example, to protect habitats and species, will put extra obligations on them, and they need more time to comply. Will they be given more time?
I mean, for me, we have the Dietetic Directive for a good cause, and everybody understands that we need to have clean water. We need to have protect our environment, because if we don't do that, we don't have a farming. So I mean, everybody agrees, as I see it, and when I talk with farmers or governments around Europe on the objective. But of course, we also need to see that our rules are possible to implement. And here the derogation is a derogation which gives some flexibility, but the derogations needs to be to comply with the environmental law that we have all over. And the habitat discussion, the Habitat Directive, of course, is also one law that is not new. It's all been there and applies for everybody. And of course, needing to follow that is also a part of
yes, but Irish farmers were only told this summer, if correct me if I'm wrong, that they would have to prove that they're keeping to the Habitats Directive in order to hold on to the derogation. At the time, the Minister for Agriculture here said that we're being asked to do something that no other European country has had to do yet in their farming system around the Habitats Directive. Will Irish farmers have to keep to more rules to keep the derogation?
Not more. I mean, all farmers around Europe have the same rules. And for me as an EU commissioner, that is very important to uphold. That is about the legality for the European legislation. And that is also a little bit of the question you asked me earlier, what will happen on the 9th of December?
Yes.
Depends on what we can agree on, and I'm optimistic, as I say, to find a solution. Then that solution will have to put forward to a committee with all the member states, and the member states. So it's not up to me and Minister Haydn only. It's also about how the member states will vote at the end.
Commissioner, earlier you said you would base your advice or your decision or any solution on science. Will that solution then be based primarily on protecting the environment, or will it be based on EU competitiveness?
For me, these two things are not contradictory. For me, it's always been the same side, the same coin, different side of the same coin. Green transition, keeping investing in nature and competitiveness is the same thing. We cannot do just one. We need to do both. So I don't think like that. I think that this is a way forward, and that it's actually something that could build on each other. So I don't see the contradiction.
EU Commissioner Jessica Roswell, thank you very much for joining us on Morning Ireland today.